We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, heroic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Dalarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme. Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, assists 140,000 Pakistani students return to school. In community news, music helps create positive changes in Venezuelan inmates. In animal welfare news, American non-profits collaborate to save our canine friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 24th, is Guinea-Bissau's Independence Day. This West African country between Guinea and Senegal, which is adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean, declared its autonomy in 1973. The João Vieira Poilau Marine National Park on the archipelago of Biagos is recognized as an important nesting site for the threatened green turtles. The nation is habitat for the largest reproducing population of the species in Africa. Approximately 900,000 Palearctic shorebirds also visit the island area during winter time. Moreover, Guinea-Bissau is home to the herbivorous West African manatee. We wish the fine citizens of Guinea-Bissau a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Wildfire scorched Australia's Northern Territory. A wildfire continued to rage out of control on Thursday, September 22nd, after burning for over a week in the Simpson Desert, some 300 kilometers southwest of Alice Springs. The bushfires had engulfed over 3 million hectares, with firefighters warning that these are likely to join another large fire at Alambi, while another blaze in the Northern Territory has threatened to cross into South Australia, as it is currently burning about 15 kilometers north of the border.
Meanwhile, officials have put the entire nation on alert, saying that the long-awaited rain received this spring that spurred the growth of underbrush could feel a dangerous summer if conditions remain dry, as temperatures in many areas are now above 30 degrees Celsius, with large fires that are already burning in several inaccessible remote areas. Our appreciation, firefighting personnel, for your brave and diligent endeavors. May such damaging situations soon be minimized as we strive for a gentler stewardship of the earth and all her inhabitants.
Earthquakes rock Indonesia, Turkey, Philippines, and Tonga. In the early hours of Thursday, September 22nd, a tremor measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale rattled Indonesia's Sumbawa region, 168 kilometers southwest of Bima, near the Mount Tambora volcano. Southern Sumatra was then hit by a 5.3 magnitude quake, 92 kilometers southeast of Bengkulu. Also on Thursday morning, a quake of magnitude 5.5 struck eastern Turkey, 70 kilometers west of Erzincan, while the Philippine island of Luzon was shaken by a 5.0 tremor, 63 kilometers northwest of Alangapa. The next day, a powerful quake registering 6.4 on the Richter scale rumbled 388 kilometers northwest of Niafu on the island of Tonga. Initial reports indicated no damage or injuries for any of the temblers. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-jolted regions, as we pray that such distressing events may be minimized by our kinder ways that help stabilize the ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
lúc tôi ra đời, hồng hào cho núp ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái, khen tròn trịnh sinh ơi. Mỗi ngày người qua thăm, đem nước mắt dầu ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích, hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng. Tôi sống đời êm đẹp, trông che chở khuôn. Bầm bơ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hỡi hùng dên xiết. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, tràn thế lương trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Chỉ là bán buôn mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai, tôi chúc thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Như tôi chúc cả nhà tu phước làm người cho đừng xanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 487. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Zambia inaugurates fifth president. Following the announcement of his win of the popular vote just after midnight on Friday, September 23rd, His Excellency Michael Chilufya Sata was sworn into office in a ceremony held at the Supreme Court grounds in Lusaka. With a long history of service in his country, President Sata has previously held the offices of Lusaka State Governor, Parliament Member, and Cabinet Minister. During his campaign, he had pledged greater efforts to ensure that more people benefited from the nation's growing economy through both expanded job opportunities and education. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new role. May your commitment to serving fellow citizens be fruitful in bringing a nation that flourishes in fulfillment, prosperity, and peace.
Salmonella outbreak linked to ground turkey. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, at least 119 people from 32 states have fallen ill due to the contamination of ground turkey with Salmonella Heidelberg bacteria. With one person who has died, the Arkansas-based meat producer recalled almost 136 million pounds of ground turkey in August and another 185,000 pounds in September after further tests showed bacterial contamination. The strain of Salmonella has also been found to be resistant to several antibiotics, thus increasing the risk of more serious illness and hospitalization. At an international meeting of scientists and government health officials this week, senior CDC veterinary epidemiologist Beth Karp reported that excessive amounts of antibiotics administered to livestock is being linked to a significant increase in medication-resistant bacteria found to be contaminating meat. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of precious life as we pray for the soon recovery of those suffering from contamination sickness. May such diseases be eliminated as more and more people turn toward the cruelty-free vegan lifestyle that brings both health and peace of mind.
Recalled fish, meat, eggs, dairy products, etc. Always too late? Think about it before you buy. Do not gamble with your life and loved ones. Be safe. Be vegan.
Save Our Planet. Rare meeting and wisdom with Coco the Gorilla. Journalist Alex Hannaford of UK-based newspaper The Telegraph was recently granted an unprecedented encounter with Coco, the 40-year-old lowland gorilla who has made international headlines over the past decades with her demonstrated ability to communicate with sign language that has opened new understanding about the intelligence and emotions of animals. Mr. Hannaford arrived at Coco's home in the hills of California, USA, where he was introduced by Dr. Penny Patterson, a researcher who has been with Coco almost her entire life. In greeting Mr. Hannaford, the 300-pound primate gently embraced him and led him around her room. As Mr. Hannaford showed Coco a photo of his newborn baby, she responded by kissing the picture in affection, and later, in sensing that he was still nervous, Coco signaled for Mr. Hannaford to lay down beside her.
Dr. Patterson explained that among the things learned about great apes through studying Coco is that they have a great capacity for empathy. She went on to say that these great animals are well aware of their often horrific treatment by humans, which the International Union for Conservation of Nature notes has rendered all gorilla subspecies as either endangered or critically endangered. Both Michael, a silverback gorilla who was Coco's mate until he passed away, and Coco herself have communicated their understanding of witnessing gorilla slaughter. In Coco's case, Dr. Patterson said that she had neglected to preview a DVD before Coco had seen it. When she looked up, she saw that Coco was watching a gruesome bushmeat scene. The next day, as she was going through some mail, Coco picked up an insert from a newspaper, holding up a section full of pictures of meat. She said in sign language, "Shame there."
Mr. Alex Hannaford, many thanks for sharing your touching meeting with Coco, as we also send our gratitude to Coco and Dr. Penny Patterson for continuing to expand our understanding of the kind-hearted gorillas. Blessed be such efforts in fostering our love for all beings toward a world where compassion and respect prevails.
During a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of the deep wisdom and sensitivity of our gentle animal co-inhabitants who only wish to assist humanity in being kinder stewards of the ecosphere.
When you love an animal truly, he or she will communicate with you in one way or another, because that is the trust that you build through your love, mutual love. But more important is that we don't eat the flesh of any animal. Some persons who have experience with animals say that they are very sensitive to people. They would know who is good, who is not good for them. By not consuming animal products anymore, all the animals know that we consider their existence to be as important as our own. And for the survival of the planet. They will bless us to protect our lives and the planet. They came here with the blessing to help us, to bless us, but it's a pity that we kill our helpers and friends. If we have respect for their lives, then we will have the best chance to show them that we are worthy to be their friend, and the inner connection and communication will begin from here. Very simple. And heaven will bless us also beyond our imagination.
Save our planet. The 60-kilometer pilgrimage to India's 3,880-meter-high Amarnath Cave, containing a shrine of Lord Shiva, was a disappointment for many this year, as the ice stalagmite known as the Shivalingam disappeared by mid-September 2011 due to temperature rise from climate change.
Save our planet. Following spring floods in Arkansas, USA, meteorologists report that as of mid-September 2011, the state is now suffering from severe drought, while the worst dry spell in history continues in Texas, with temperatures in some areas reaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37.8 degrees Celsius for a record 100 consecutive days.
Save our planet. Extreme weather events in Mexico State, Mexico, including drought, torrential rains, and early frost, have destroyed 80% of corn harvests as of September 19, 2011, with the estimated loss of 1 million tons of grain in turn affecting food supplies and prices for people across the country.
Hi, I'm Jojo the guinea pig, and this is my lovely wife, Gigi.
We're joyful vegans with a tip on serving ice for drinks.
Try putting the ice in a colander inside an ice bucket or bowl.
The water melting from it will drain out, leaving the cubes easy to take with ice cube rounds.
The melted water can be kept, and when at room temperature, used to water plants.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Education news. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, plays a vital role in enabling 140,000 Pakistani students to return to school. Working with partners, UNICEF has assisted in the reopening of more than 1,500 educational institutions and learning centres that had been closed due to the effects of 2010 flooding. Water supply and sanitation facilities in the schools have been rehabilitated and improved. Hygiene kits and other equipment have also been provided to the students and their families. Our heartfelt appreciation, United Nations Children's Fund and partners, for your collaborative efforts. May the beautiful Pakistani children greet many bright tomorrows on a calm and sustainable earth.
In community news, music helps create positive changes for Venezuelan inmates. A music program provides instruction in playing various instruments and singing to residents of 7 detention facilities throughout the nation. Participants of the popular classes are required to demonstrate good behavior and spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in workshops or lessons. Governor Abel Jimenez of Coro Detention Center stated in reference to the project, "We've seen a huge improvement in the inmates. The endeavor is an expansion of El Sistema, a publicly financed program which has successfully been introducing music to disadvantaged children for 36 years. Congratulations, El Sistema, on your latest melodious offering. May it bring much joy and new vistas to aspiring musicians." Coming up on Noteworthy News, 55 wonderful canines are rescued from shelters. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more gladdening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a giving world. In animal welfare news, American non-profits collaborate to save our canine friends. Going Home Animal Rescue and Transport joined with the Animal Rescue of the Rockies, Colorado Canine Rescue, Every Creature Counts, Hope for Animals and Fort Morgan Humane Society of Colorado to remove 55 puppies from shelters in Oklahoma where they faced euthanization. The beautiful canines will be given veterinary care, either spayed or neutered, microchipped and found good homes. Bravo Going Home Animal Rescue and Transport and compassionate groups. May every well-wishing canine have a life full of love, happiness and delicious vegan treats with God's manifold blessings.
With gratitude and all her love, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $10,000 to Going Home Animal Rescue and Transport and other groups involved to help with the cost.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Swedish entitled Music Room.
Det är på morgonen. En tjuv smyger in i musikrummet och gömmer sig bakom gardinen. Efter att plötsligt ha hört fotsteg mellan 6 och 8 på morgonen kommer den äldsta dottern in för att sjunga. Klockan 8 till 9 kommer den yngsta dottern in för att spela piano. 9 till 10 kommer den äldsta sonen in för att praktisera fiol och mellan 10 och 11 den yngsta sonen för att öva flöjt och mellan 11 och 12 den yngsta dottern för att öva cello. En kvart över 12 på eftermiddagen kommer alla syskonen in för att spela tillsammans i en stor grupp, alla samtidigt. 5 minuter senare kommer tjuven ut bakom gardinen, blek och säger: "Jag ber er, ta mig till polisstation."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Free Energy Generator and Over Unity John Searle and the Searle Effect Generator on Golden Age Technology. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
I love this show. I want one. Datone from Japan.
I like Supreme Master TV. I love the Supreme Master, Ronnie from Indonesia.
Thank you for the show. Mufte from Australia.
Supportive Datone, Ronnie and Mufti, it's great to hear from you. Brilliant scientist Dr. John Searle's incredible invention to supply free and environmentally friendly electricity is an amazing gift to the world. Please access www.searlesolution.com for more information. You may also download the show at www.youtube.com/user/SupremeMasterTV. May God bless you and all the kind-hearted citizens of Japan, Indonesia and Australia with serenity and compassion.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be your sacred treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a second round of dialogue between North and South Korean representatives, North Korean envoy Ri Young-ho reports that the talks were constructive toward the goal of resuming six-party denuclearization talks, with another dialogue session planned.
UK-based Chelsea team soccer star Didier Drogba of Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, states that he is honored to join his country's 11-member reconciliation panel, which has been tasked with helping fellow Ivoirians forgive the past and step forward in unity and peace.
In cooperation with Iran's Interior Ministry and Air Force, the Red Crescent Society of Iran donates 40 tons of humanitarian aid, including food and medicines, to assist the recovery of flood-stricken residents of Pakistan.
Award-winning American actor Henry Winkler, known for his role as the Fonz on the television sitcom Happy Days, is recognized as an honorary officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire for his dedicated work on behalf of children with dyslexia and special educational needs.
Surgeons at University Medical Center in Groningen, the Netherlands, successfully eliminate ovarian cancer in 10 women with a pioneering technique that illuminates cells and enables detection of tumors 30 times smaller than the ones seen using conventional methods.
Prensa Latina news agency reports that the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has recognized Cuba as the first Latin American country to attain zero child malnutrition, thanks to government efforts that include breastfeeding benefits and family food baskets.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.